Last episode, the Musafirs made camp for the evening near an abandoned haveli and a temple near a lake. They heard the chilling tale of two Rakshasas, Bali and Bakra. During the night watch, Anika sees strange things happen near the temple. As they awake, what does the new day bring? You're listening to The Musafirs. Starring Ajay Pandey as Anika.
The only thing I've used up is the goodwill of my companion.
Amar Amaraz as Adhuri.
And why is everyone looking at me?
Jabari Weathers as Adila.
I'm gonna just like stand up and like waddle over with it.
Leona Maple as Aditi.
Oh no! And she'll kind of glare at Bailey and she'll go, "What? It's not that bad."
And Mariam Ahmed as the GM. Hi, you're listening to The Musafirs, a decolonized actual play podcast. The Musafirs is now part of Welcome to the Party podcast channel on Podbean. Welcome to the Party is dedicated to creating an inclusive and equitable gaming community where folks can come and learn how to stream or play games on stream, and then give them the place to do it. If you would like to support us and Welcome to the Party, join their Patreon. You'll get interviews with players, mods, and DMs, behind-the-scenes looks at games from art to notes, and you'll help underwrite amazing writers, artists, and creators from across the gaming verse and help create a place to showcase their amazing work. Their Patreon link can be found in the show notes. As you all awake, is there anything you all do as part of your morning rituals?
I switch up my dress today. Instead of the pajama that I was wearing before, it's much more of a like very mobile skirt, still paired with the same jacket, and pulled up to like kind of this like high waist position. It's like all fashioned, pretty primly, and the skirt itself is printed really elaborately with this like yellow and purple like rich design. Something that was definitely bought on my parents' dollar.
Money, money, money. Anika just kind of like, just takes a moment to kind of like reflect and like kind of stare out into the yonder, the capital Y yonder. She thinks a little bit about like the moment where she like basically steps into the caravan cart with the kids and is basically like, if any Rakshasas that come up, like they go through me. And that's the first time in a long time that she's tried to be a hero, even in language. And I don't think she thought about it, but that kind of shook her.
Adhuri's routine is pretty simple. Just brush off their robes of any dust and string their instrument, make sure that like everything's taken care of, apply any maintenance they need to, check their gear, their weapons, their armor. But they do that part with, like, pretty isolated. And then they will appear outside, and probably when they notice that Tila's wearing fancier clothes today, they will walk up to compliment her. Hey, morning. You look lovely today.
Thanks. As you greet her, you see that she actually is, like, partially braiding her hair and kind of just... Oh, screw it. And, like, lets it fall in curtain to, like, just below clavicle length. It's a little bit disheveled, and she, like, kind of, like, finger combs it into place and then, like, procures just this, like, stick of charcoal.
Yeah. I think Adhuri watches mostly silently and offers a slight laugh. Just at one point, like, and smiles at Attila.
I'm not a morning person, and I don't know if this excursion is going to make me one.
Well then, I apologize, I will leave you be. I just...
Oh, no, your company's always welcome. It's just... sorry if I'm a bit groggy.
Not at all. It's nice to remember that there are people behind our personas.
That mansion, I'm kind of curious about it. I cast a look around. See how many other people are, like, woken up at this point. Is the caravan still, like, slow to wake up?
You notice that Koroguli is actually awake and is grabbing as many water skins as possible and is starting to make her way towards the lake. What is Aditi doing, by the way?
Yeah, so Aditi is fast asleep, dead to the world, but as everyone else wakes up, Bailu will actually, she's kind of using Bailu as like a pillow, like she's got kind of her head on Bailu's torso, and Bailu will kind of...
So precious!
Yes, and Bailu will kind of lean over and start licking her face, and she'll be like, oh, Bailu, okay, fine, I'm waking up, and she'll slowly start to wake up and kind of brush Bailu off. She'll kind of stretch, gather up her things, and tidy up her little spot, and then she'll actually take Bailu over to the little lake so that she can kind of splash some water onto her face, and so that Bailu can kind of, you know, have a dip and splash around, and that so that the two of them can be refreshed and ready for the day.
Yeah, at this point, you notice that as much as they were wary of not being anywhere near the lake in the evening, they're not as worried as each caravan essentially sends like one or two person to go fill their water skins, freshen themselves up, take a bath, or like, you know, just wash a couple of things and then come back.
Yeah, Aditi would just, she's kind of a one-woman show at this point, and she'll just kind of, you know, go to the lake and take all of her things with her and just kind of do her stuff there before coming back, right? And that way she's all set up and ready to help anyone else that needs help.
Annika is still, like, looking at the temple. Like, now she's, like, done with, like, feelings and shit. She kind of walks up to Aditi and Aditi and just kind of says to all of them, when I was on watch, I saw a light going to the temple. Best guess is Anaga with a pretty powerful magical artifact. So be careful.
Well, what if we just stay away from it?
That's what I'm saying.
Adhuri turns to Anaka. Are you suggesting you avoid trouble?
She just looks, fuck off, and just walks out.
And Aturi turns back to Attila and goes, well, they're still getting water and setting up for the morning. Would you be up for some exploring?
Attila nods kind of hesitantly. You realize this makes you a bit hypocritical.
How so?
It's said with, like, some sarcasm.
Yeah. And there's a very sly smile when they respond.
Oh, I'm following your lead. Following the beat of your drum, so to speak.
Adhuri does a mock curtsy and will extend a hand to Adhila to take.
Aww, Adhila takes it.
Would you like to go to the temple first, or shall we stop off and find companions?
What's Aditi doing?
At this point, I imagine... Is Aditi probably back from the, like, washing?
Yeah, Aditi's back from washing, and, you know, if nobody else really needs her, she'll kind of be, like, wanting to get in on some of this action.
Yeah, so imagine we both look that way, and Aturi looks back at Tila. The choice is yours.
I would love to.
And Annika?
Oh, what?
Where did Annika go when she told us to fuck off?
I think she, like, took up her post, like where, like, you know, the hired boss was supposed to go with the caravan, just kind of chilling there.
So you are about a kilometer away?
Oh, the caravan's that far away?
Yeah, everybody just, like, they're taking turns. Not everyone in the caravan has gone. This is actually through fields where the carts there's no road, per se. So that's why they're sort of taking turns, and it's like they're probably going to set off towards... noon, once everybody has been topped up on fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
Fakir Chand has basically said, yeah, we're just gonna, everybody's gonna get watered up or take a bath and do whatever, but we all have to be together by noon. And after lunch, we're gonna start moving on.
Annika's, like, far enough away to, like, eavesdrop, but, like, pretend she's not eavesdropping.
I think Adhuri is going to loudly say, well, Annika told us to, and I believe this is an exact quote, fuck off. So I guess we will fuck off in the general direction of the mansion in case anyone was interested in joining us.
Adhela giggles for many different reasons and starts to tug at Hurry in like the direction of the mansion and kind of beckons to Aditi.
And Hurry lets themselves be led.
And Aditi will hop onto the back of Bailu. And this time you actually see that Bailu is kind of kitted out with, it almost looks like a harness. And it's just kind of, you know, there's a little bit of beading and ornamentation along the straps, but beyond that, it's just like a simple fabric harness that she can kind of almost like hold the reins of Bailu. So she's going to hop on the back of Bailu and she'll follow behind the two of you.
I'm surprised that he lets you ride him.
Oh, we've done this fairly often. He's very fond of it, and he's very comfortable with it. Not so much if a stranger was to ride him, but we share a special bond.
How long have you two known each other?
Almost our whole lives. I was a young girl playing in the forests near my house, and one day I saw Pailu there, and he was just a baby panther at the time. And at first I kind of ignored him. I figured his mom would be around somewhere and that he would go away after a little bit. But after a couple of days of playing in the forest with no mom in sight, and Bailu was still there, I felt so bad. He was getting all wet in the rain, and I took pity on this poor lonely panther and I brought him into my home, and we've been close ever since. Almost Bailu's whole life.
Your father not a fan?
Actually, Bailu is, you know, kind of loved by my father. My whole family accepts Bailu. They don't mind him, but Bailu probably isn't the best pet to keep at home.
At this point, Adhela has, like, slowed her roll a little bit, let go of Adhuri's hand, and kind of, like, backpedaled to kind of walk next to Aditi and Bailu.
After a couple of seconds of that happening, Adhuri snaps back to reality, realizes what's going on, and also slows their pace.
It's probably worth noting that when Aditi is asked about, you know, her family or stuff like that, she's a little hesitant to answer. So before she answers, she's kind of humming and hawing for a second, trying to figure out what she's going to say.
Oh, yeah. That's how I was kind of picturing this.
Yes, perfect.
Adhela, like, hones in on that shit. Like, like, that's why she's slowed down, to, like, probe and to like, add, like, visual searching. Like, she's, like, looking up at you. It's not, like, mean, but it's kind of intrusive.
That's perfect. Yeah, she'll try to play it cool, and she'll try to keep, you know, she keeps a very serious face, and maintains her confidence and all of that, but, you know, she's just kind of trying to change the conversation and, you know, make remarks about, oh, look at the mansion. That's such fascinating architecture and stuff like that, to try and change the topic.
Why are you dancing?
Pardon?
Why are you dancing?
I'm not
around
dancing.
The elephant
I'm...
in the room.
What elephant?
Already could just call it your family, but...
Did you just call her family fat?
No. Oh, you mean my family is a bunch of elephants? No, I think you're mistaken.
I haven't met your family, so I don't know. It seems they make a lot of noise that you are trying to dance over with silence.
I don't really want to talk about my family. They're not here. They're not relevant. I don't want to talk about them.
As the group starts to get out of earshot, Aka just says, idiots with a death wish. And just kind of, like, follows along, kind of behind them, but it's, like, she's wearing chainmail. Like, if you're the type to check who's behind you, like, you can hear her just changling away behind you.
Oh, no.
It's like you're wearing bile, except it's all over you.
Yeah, they definitely notices. And ignores it. She'll let Anika think she doesn't know.
Back here at Hurry, she's like, you know, I think a story about someone raised by a family of elephants would be quite interesting.
Oh, I like that. That sounds like fun.
Adhila's face draws into this, like, tight pursed half laugh, half like frozen, like suspended eye roll up at a DT. Yes, I agree. So amusing.
So maybe you can tell us that story.
Me.
Not you. Well, if you want to, you can. But Aditi could instead tell us the story of her family when she was raised by elephants and described them to us.
Aditi almost doesn't know what to make of this at that point, but she kind of chuckles and goes, sure, we can say that I was raised by elephants. Maybe that's where I get my horns from. And she kind of gestures up at the horns on her head and sort of shrugs it off awkwardly.
Ah, they were tusks all along. Plot twist.
They were tusks all along. Oh, gosh.
And at this point, as you were making your way from the lake, are you passing by the temple or are you just going making a beeline to the mansion?
I think we were going mansion first, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
In order of if you were making sort of a straight path, it's like lake, temple, right on the edge, and then mansion. And forest in order of east to west. So as you can sort of give the temple a wide berth, and you see from outside, it seems to be an open to the elements mostly temple, facing the water, and you see brass bells. They're more greenish at this point now, except for one bell that looks fairly well maintained. Everything else, like the ones on the side, the ones in the middle big bell, seems like it's still brass and shiny. The other ones seem like they've not really been rung or used or whatever. They're kind of growing greenish with age. You see the pillars actually are serpentine. Like, they're carved out of marble, but they're serpentine. The statue in the center seems to be a five-headed serpent, just looking in a very stately pose. And you can see that from far off, even as you're giving a wide berth. And as you pass by, you now see the mansion. There's a huge courtyard, and there's what looks to be some very ornate metal gates. And they are definitely not locked. One is just swinging slightly to whatever breeze is coming in. And the other is just sort of held far back inside.
That's unnerving. Should we go in?
Why not? We made it this far.
All right, you first.
And you notice on the gate, there's small little animals engraved as part of the ornate nature of the gate. And as you approach, you see it looks to be a ram or a goat.
How interesting. For now, at the gates, Tila's just told me to go first. So Adhuri turns around and smiles at Tila and goes, well, if you insist. And kind of steps backward, like, into the gate.
I follow, kind of, like, cautiously. Adhila looks around, kind of, like, scanning. And just taking in, like, this kind of strange exterior. All of the detail of it is a little bit overwhelming.
Aditi will follow behind Adhila. And Balu kind of has his nose kind of up in the air, is kind of sniffing around to try and see if he smells anything that he can alert Aditi to. And Aditi also kind of draws her bow and arrow and just kind of has it by her side as a just in case.
Aturi is probably the least wary. Aturi is mostly watching Atila and Adita and smiling at them, walking backwards the entire time. They're using their tail on the floor behind them to feel the path behind them so they don't fall.
That's fantastic.
I love it.
So that's, but like, it's not obvious from where you're standing. So as far as you're concerned, they're just walking brazenly backwards.
Oh my god, that's so stressful for Aditi.
Adhila is armed. She hasn't actually like brandished her weapon. When Aditi draws back her bow, Adhila kind of like casts this look like, is that necessary? Without really saying anything, but it's like a little bit of like a catty look.
Aditi will kind of look back at Adhila and just kind of have like that, what? She's almost like surprised that Adhila is giving her that look. She's just kind of like trying to be cautious so she doesn't know what Adhila is giving her the side eye for.
Anika's alarm bells are all ringing right now, especially seeing the serpent-themed design of the temple after seeing what was likely, possibly, Anika with some major magic power. She is going to ray a firebolt, and I think I want her to do a perception check.
All right, give me a perception check.
17.
As you all have entered in, this gated property is actually fairly evenly paved. You think at some point there might have been some form of like a manicured lawn of some kind, and this is just now, for whatever reason, nothing's really growing here. Everything's like dried grass and flower beds. There's basically tumbleweed. There is some rotten and worn away to the elements, charpais or like daybeds all strewn around with big holes in them where you think at some point people would sit and do communal things together, preparing food or preparing to dry various things or play games. And you see a glass vase with a very long tower. You think it is some sort of a water pipe where some tobacco would have been smoked or other any herbs. The mansion itself does not have doors at the front. It is just open. Like if there was any sort of barred entry, it would have been through the gates. The house itself also looks like it hasn't, nobody's been in there for decades.
This is surprising. Adhila starts like poking around. In particular, she's gonna look for maybe a library. If you both don't mind, I'm gonna just have a look. So like any kind of like documentation collection that she might be able to unearth in this space as she walks from room to room.
Give me an investigation.
Can I also roll the same check? Because I'm looking for similar things, but less documentations and more personal stories of the people who lived here.
You both are looking for the same thing. You can either roll your individual checks or give the other advantage, your choice between the two.
I got a 24.
Well, I guess you're rolling it at this point.
16.
And what is Aditi and Annika doing?
Annika is just going to position herself for the inevitable thing that's going to spring out of some door and start attacking. I think what she's going to do, she's going to ready an action so that if something jumps out, she is in a place to immediately run and stab it.
Aditi is also feeling very cautious. She would like to know what the others find, but she doesn't really want to do much searching herself. She just kind of wants to see what's in each of the rooms, but she doesn't really want to like dig around and get her nose into anyone's personal business. So she will actually hop off of Bailu so that the two of them can kind of independently, but like still next to each other, kind of look around and explore the different spaces and kind of just double check and make sure that the coast is clear.
Adhila Adhuri, you don't really find a library, but you do find what could have been the Thakur or the lord of this manor office. And there's a very ornate wooden desk that is expertly carved. Because it's more in the interiors and not exposed to the elements, it's just covered with layers of dirt, but otherwise actually fairly well maintained. It was polished really well. It seems to stand the test of time a little bit. You find what looks to be many ledgers and scrolls. As you investigate and sort of see that there's drawers, little drawers and everything, as you pull one of the drawers, you see two ivory figurines of goats.
I walk over to the figurines. They unexpectedly kind of catch my eye, and before I'm able to like really assess what I was originally interested in more fully, I've already picked up one of the two.
They are well carved and very lifelike.
Adhuri, look at this.
Oh, what's going on?
Aren't they amazing? I'm kind of like turning the two figures over in my hand, showing them off a bit.
I wonder who they were.
I pass one of them to you to hold.
I take it and start examining it. But I'm less interested in the figure and more watching your reactions to the other one. Like, I'm turning it over in my hand as if I am examining it, but I'm more watching how you're examining the other one.
I start, running my hand along the surface of the figurine and just kind of admiring the craft of it. And then after a little bit, my visual attention drifts away, like my gaze drifts away from the figurine as I start searching the room again and like looking at the various ledgers and such. I'm looking for recipes, low key. But while I'm doing that, this figurine has almost become like a fidget. just like moving it between my index finger and my thumb, and I'm like kind of just like palming it.
So the ledgers just seem to be about the land harvests and very much like an accounting of the, you guess, maybe fields that would have been there once upon a time. Maybe there's even some logging records from the forest, as well as fishing from the lake. It's very hard to read some of them as the inks are kind of fading. The paper is almost like if you're not very gentle with it. The last record that is in these ledgers is maybe about 200 years ago.
How old is this place? Look at the date. It's 2 centuries ago.
Adhuri, for a second, when you say look at the date, looks confused, but when you say that, they nod. Ah, I see. This place has so many stories in its walls.
I give like a cute, like earnest chuckle.
Annika was just general watching, am I correct?
Annika is 1000% sure that something's gonna jump out of a corner and start some kind of combat. So she's just laser focused, not even on just like what's around her so much as like what's around her from which a thing could jump out and start attacking.
So Aditi, as you were sort of just looking around and maybe not necessarily going into the same rooms that Adhuri and Adila are going into, Bailu's nose kind of pipes up and is like, and sniffing eagerly and sort of nudging you towards what you think just from the architecture and the look of it would be sort of the kitchen area.
Aditi will definitely take the lead and go into the kitchen area. She's suspicious and nervous because she doesn't know if Bailu is smelling food. Probably not, because this place seems ancient. But if he's smelling something, then something must be there.
You are slowly led toward the cooking area. You know that over here, especially in big mansions, that the cooking area, because of fires and fireplace and everything, is usually more like a barbecue pit outside. Maybe there might be some sort of a thatched roof just for the elements, but for the most part, it is open air just because of smoke. And you're led to sort of what would be the back of this mansion. You sort of notice that the ground out over there looks ancient. It's dry, like there's no sign of anyone being there recently, but you realize that the earth over there is incredibly soft compared to what the ground should be. And you realize there are very old rusted cutting and butchering tools, but nothing to signal that fires were ever made or things were ever cooked.
That's weird.
And as Bailu sort of starts nudging the soil,
oh no,
you see a bone protrude.
Bailu, no, no. Ah, damn it.
The bone protrudes, and you notice there's now several other bones protruding. It's not like they're coming out of the ground by themselves. It's just like it's whatever topsoil there was has sort of blown loose. And you realize,
oh no,
there's dozens of skeletons in here.
Oh no. Bailu, back. Come here, Bailu. Everyone. And she's going to start getting really loud, and she's going to be like, we need to get out of here.
I start a little bit and kind of like drop the figurine and I go to the sound.
The figurine bounces and stays intact.
Which I don't notice as I move to the kitchen.
I'm going to grab the one I had, pocket the one that was dropped and follow.
Annika is going to charge right into the middle of all of these skeletons and cast Earth Tremor.
Annika, what the hell are you doing? Stop it! We need to get out of here. Aditi is trying to push Adila and Adhuri back into the house as far as possible, like away.
As you do that, you hear all the bones crunching and nothing happens except for the commotion. You just hear more crunch, like femurs are just ripping into two, skulls are cracking. These are, as you now finish the spell and look, You realize these bones are incredibly old. Like, again, maybe 200-300 years old. They're just really fragile.
As, like, Beilu, Aditya, and Tilly are trying to, like, be pushed out of the room, Edhuri is going to kind of shimmy past them or even leap over Beilu back into the room. Edhuri, like, looks all across all the different bones, then snaps their attention up to Anika and go, are they done? Is that all?
Adhila's looking nervous as she approaches as well. She starts to kind of, like, palm the hilt of her talwar.
Anika's more concerned about how many of these skeletons she has reburied with her spell.
There's a dozen went in and a dozen came out. You think there's probably, there's a big bone pile under there. You're not sure how many feet down. Just as much came up as the amount that went down. And you notice that around the spine and pelvis, it looks like it's fractured as if something burst forth through them.
What's wrong? Everyone's getting all grave.
Aturi, who would normally chuckle at something like that, doesn't appear to react at all. They're still alert and at attention, and they walk closer to Anika, just like examining the ground with every step they take.
Is that bone?
Anika, verdict?
We should have brought a cleric.
Are they still a threat?
Enough, we should get out of here.
We should go. I'm not feeling too good, and this is just the creepiest place.
And yet somehow I'm the one that's told that I'm looking for trouble.
Look.
And Anika just walks out the front door.
Oh, God.
I moved to the perimeter of the room, trying to find some place that is less impeded by bone. And then I exit the room as well, following behind Anika.
Aturi waits till everyone is out there, still on alert, still watching back and forth. Do we make it out without incident?
Yeah, you all managed to leave the house without incident.
As soon as we're outside, Adhuri's form shortens slightly, like their body curls up a little. Their eyes, which were sharp and alert, become more their usual self. And they let out a breath filled with tension and look back, and then look back at the group.
Okay, where to next?
On the road, far away from the obvious threat in the temple.
Adhuri's got, at this point, they've gone from alert to relaxed for a second to slightly sad almost. A little disappointed, and they go, it's a shame all the stories that won't be found in there.
I don't know about that, Adhuri. Some of those stories didn't feel very good very good ones to me.
Adhuri looks up at Adita. Every story has a purpose. Not every story can be fun about elephant families.
She nods. I respect that.
The real story is how you almost got killed because you went somewhere. I told you there was already a threat.
Anika, what were you even doing?
What I was doing was making sure you didn't all die.
Now, to be fair, Anika, you warned us about the temple. Not the mansion.
You don't go walking into abandoned fucking mansions. That's how you die.
I haven't died so far.
Have you had someone die walking into an abandoned mansion in your life?
Let's just say I've been in plenty of places that were prior untouched for centuries, and it's never pleasant.
Another curvy answer. Not straight at all. You know, this isn't the Praveen incident. You could be straight with us. You could just tell us what's going on. Yes, the mansion is creepy, but
usually, when a perfectly fine mansion is left alone for 2 centuries, or 3 centuries, or however many centuries, there is a reason why everyone left.
And that's the point of going in, to find the reason.
No, there is. The reason is glory and a death wish, of which I want neither.
You could have fooled me.
Shockingly, I'm with Anika on this. I am not interested in digging around in the past. I am interested in speaking to the people of the present and learning from them. They can tell us their histories. We don't need to be rifling around in private property.
Who exactly does this belong to?
I don't know, but it doesn't belong to us, certainly.
No, but we never laid claim to it. Is that what you feel like we did?
I feel like we intruded in some place that we shouldn't have been. That kitchen gave me the creeps. We don't know what we were walking into. We don't know whose land that was. We only know that it was an abandoned home, but you both were rifling around looking at personal documents. I don't know. That doesn't sit right with me.
You didn't actually come into the room with us when we were looking around.
No, I didn't. I just stayed watch outside, and that was because I didn't want to look and see what personal things were in those documents.
You hear a slight crunch coming from Pailu's mouth.
No, Pailu!
And you see Pailu give you this sheepish look, and you see a small human rib in its mouth.
Oh, and she will literally whip around to face him, grab him by the cheeks, and say, "Drop it, now." You will find better bones. None of these. Spit it out, now. Thank you. Good boy. And she'll give him a pat on the head. She's so annoyed. She's so mad.
Adhila's, like, arms have folded into oblivion watching that.
On a more practical level, next time you go delving into ruins, bring a radiant sword. Otherwise, you're going to keep striking down those goddamn skeletons, and they're going to keep coming up again.
Let's just not do that again.
Better plan. Listen to the rookie.
I am not a rookie. How dare you?
I start walking back to camp.
Listen, everyone's a rookie to me.
And Aditi will actually hop onto Pailu's back, and she'll say, "I should probably go feed him something. He's clearly hungry." Pailu will kind of set off at a slightly faster pace and kind of run towards the forest with Aditi on his back so that she can go find him something to eat.
Edhuri kind of stands there for a bit longer, watching kind of like silently the scene play out, the argument reach an end, and everyone march off in their various directions. And only after like standing there for 5 minutes after everyone's gone do they finally register that they should probably start heading back to camp themselves.
If you enjoyed listening to our show and want to follow us on social media, check out our Facebook, Twitter, and Discord links within the show notes. You can also subscribe to this podcast on our website, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Pocket Cast, and all your favorite podcast platforms. Don't forget to leave a rating or review for us. We appreciate all the feedback, and it helps makes us more visible. Thank you, and goodbye.